Blog Talk Radio.
Blessing it is to be here with you on this good Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for being here with yours truly, your hostess, Lisa Marie, here on the Stars of Heaven Network. And as always, what a blessing it is to come to you to break bread, to share with you more of the manna from heaven, the angel's food that the Lord has prepared for us. Yes, and I tell you, I'm excited to be here with you on this 8th day of our new creation, the day the Lord has made, and I'm hoping that you are rejoicing and being glad in it. Hallelujah. And I am here to share more with you on today regarding September's offering. And I'm excited to be celebrating you. Yes, you, if you have a birthday this month. And today is a special broadcast because I'm celebrating and venerating our Blessed Mother. And I tell you, if it's not a time we need her, it is now. Her love. And I tell you, our Blessed Mother is a mother of all nations. Amen. She has many names. And truly, she's a mother. And any mother can relate to any mother who has a child. Amen. Or has something that they have birthed and have given care to it. Amen. And at this time, what we're experiencing in the world today with the storms, truly she is a mother of sorrows. Amen. She understands our sorrows. And that's why we need her, meaning the church. And now more than ever do we need to come into the knowledge of the bridegroom. Amen. And today's broadcast is being brought to you by the Knights of Christ. Yes, the Knights of Christ Men's Ministries. And I want to come today from the Knights of Christ because now more than ever do we need the voice of the bridegroom to speak. Amen. And Isaiah spoke in his prophecy in the book of Isaiah that the voice of the bride and the bridegroom shall be heard in thee. Amen. That means that within our spirit, within our soul, there's going to be harmony of those voices that God has Father God has placed in us, and which is why I'm really excited about this offering, because at this junction of the message series, he's given me to share with you about Mercury's translation. And Mercury's translation speaks to communication. And I didn't get into it a lot in the last broadcast, and I'm going to make sure that I definitely touch on Psalm 78, because I want to bring some things out from Psalm 78 that relates to Mercury's translation. And what I am really being blessed by as I prepare to share and celebrate my birthday as well this month is remembering that it was the Father's love that drew me. Amen. The Word of God says, with loving kindness have He drawn thee. Amen. And that's why I'm here, because of His love. I was saved. I gave my heart to Christ because of the trials and the things that I was going through in my life at the time that He came to me by way of His witness, and I had the gospel preached to me, amen. And I was given that moment in time because I was predestined. Glory be to God. I was predestined to become and have salvation. And because I received and believed the gospel, the good news, I'm here today. Amen. And that day, I'll never forget, that changed my life when the Holy Spirit came in like a mighty rushing wind and came into my heart by way of my confession with my mouth and me believing in my heart that God truly had raised him from the dead, that I also would have been raised. And I was. I was raised a new creature in Christ Jesus. My faith was birthed. The faith of Christ was birthed. My faith in knowing that I can do all things through Him, which strengthened me, was birthed. And I'm excited. I'm excited to be here to share it with you. And one of the things that I was praising and thanking the Lord for in this month of September, month of Yul, according to the Levitical and Hebrew calendar, is that it's a month of communication. It's a month of understanding how to translate those things that we're hearing. Amen. And as I often share with you, it's important for you to protect your ear gate. Amen. Protect what you hear. And you protect what you hear by what you allow in your heart, what comes from your heart. Because again, the Word of God says, what a man's heart does he believe into salvation. Amen. I believe that I have eternal life when I quit the walks of this life, when He calls me home, that I'm going to still be alive. My spirit, my soul is going to still be alive. Even though this natural body is going to be put to death, it's going to be cremated or in the ground, that I still will have eternal life. But why I'm still here on the earth, I'm praising and thanking God for being able to be whole and see His salvation, amen, the will of God come out from my life, amen. And I tell you, the will of God is that we live peaceably with one another, amen. The will of God is that we live holy. The will of God is that we love one another. That's the commandment. Amen. And again, I always go back to love, because it was love, amen, that redeemed us. Amen. So I'm excited to allow the Holy Spirit to put a new fire, hallelujah, a new fire on my first love. Amen. Because your first love is the love that is the most pure. And even though our love grows, amen, in any relationship, as well as our relationship with Father God. And our love grows with the Lord as we learn of Him. Amen. We follow on to know Him. It still should keep its purity, and that's one thing that I love about the fire of God. It purifies. Amen. It purifies that which would taint us. Amen. So I pray today that the fire of His love, His passion for you, that if you don't know the Lord and pardon your sins, that you will allow Him to light a flame in you, amen, in your heart to get to know Him, amen, as your personal Lord and Savior. Because, again, this is a personal relationship. It's one-on-one, amen. And I'm excited that we're able to worship together according to my expression, your testimony, your witness. But the thing is, it's all about Christ. Amen. It's all about Him. It's all about us being one. Amen. In Him. And I tell you, I'm excited about the Word of God, because truly the Word is the foundation in which we build our faith upon. Amen. So any revelation that comes from that, any prophetic utterances that comes from that, it should always come from and be by the Spirit of Christ, His Spirit. Amen. And that's just really simple. Amen. So today I'm excited to be here with you by way of the Knights of Christ, because it is our fathers, the fathers in the spirit, the fathers of Zion. It was the holy prophets that he used to help us understand the ways of God because of their leadership. And I'm excited that I'm here with Brides of Christ Women's Ministries, and to be able to govern and steward what God has given me, so that you may be edified and built up at whatever stage, whatever age, whatever junction and station you are in your relationship with Him. It's important, amen, and I celebrate you as a member of the body. I celebrate you as the sheep of His pasture, glory be to God, and I celebrate you as a human being, being you, because I tell you, when God chooses His people, He knows what He's doing. Amen. He knows my frame. He knows my uprising, my downsitting. He knows everything about us, but yet He chose us. Amen. And that's what I so love about the anointing, because the anointing is the one that changes us. Amen. It transforms us. Amen. And we aid in that. Excuse me. We aid in that by choosing to and be who we're supposed to be in our character, amen, in our womanhood and our manhood, amen, knowing that we've given those members and our members to the Lord, amen. So I'm excited on today, and I'm excited about the days that are here and the days that are coming, despite what we see happening upon the earth. And I'm just excited about, you know, the Lord's mercy and His grace. Amen. And one thing that I'm so excited about is I look at my webpage and the scripture that I have coming from the Song of Solomon is that in the Song of Solomon, In the declaration and in the vow that was decreed by Solomon to his beloved bride, that I am my beloved and my beloved is mine, is that in that psalm, he's communicating his love. He's declaring his love. And communication is vital in intimacy, in any type of relationship. And that's why the Word of God says that what fellowship does have light with darkness? Amen. And that doesn't mean that we can't converse with people who are not born again. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when we converse with people, first and foremost, it should be genuine. It should be based on love, regardless of their they know the Lord or not. Amen. Because God is love. And not everything that God does has to come from the letter of the law. Amen. People can see God in our smile. They can see God in just how we embrace them and engage with them. Amen. And that takes me, that takes you to be who we need to be as human beings, as people, in order for them to receive that. Amen. And I love that about ministry. I love that about the gospel and the preaching of the gospel, that everything is a platform. Everything can be used to exalt the Lord of Lords, to exalt our faith, amen, and our witness. Amen. And that's why it's important to have a witness. Amen. It's important to have a testimony of what he's done, and to make sure that testimony is true. Amen. That he truly did it. Amen. He did it because of your suffering. He did it because of your faith and your standing. Amen. And I'm excited about that as the coming year comes, that we're going to see greater testimonies come forth as a result of what God has done, is doing, even now. Hallelujah. And we know that the storms of life are going to come. Amen. And I want to encourage you right now to know that the storms will come. The Lord said that the storms of life will come. Storms will come to what? Try and test our faith. Amen. Is for the trying of our faith to see what we're really standing upon. So a lot of things that I'm seeing right now with the storms and the whirlwinds and the hurricanes is really for us to behold God's mercy and to know that he can rebuild. Amen. That we're not to forget that this is his earth. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And even though it doesn't make sense and we don't understand it, out of it definitely can come life. Amen. And this is now the time where the master builders, the pioneers, amen, needs to come forth, amen, and help be a part of the new creation that's now coming. And I tell you, it's amazing as I birth things into the earth realm by way of prayer and warning the heavens. Wow, when God says he's going to do a new thing, he's going to do a new thing. And even though we don't understand why, and we want him to do it in a way where it's civil or where it's not a loss of life. But I think now more than ever, this is a time where we can see God's awesomeness. Amen. And not to charge him foolishly and not to label God as being this or being that, because he's God. Amen. And we must remember this is his world. Amen. And that's why I bless God for the carpenters and the builders, because it's all, everything's opportunity. Amen. And the word of God says that all things work together for the good of the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, and that his mercy is yet extended. So I'm encouraging you to know that out of whatever tragedy that you might incur in your life, God can always bring life. And most importantly, he can always bring comfort. Amen. And that's why we really need now more than ever the security of God. Amen. And that's why Jesus said, behold, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am that you may be also. And that place that he's prepared, it's a place not just in the by and by with the walks of this life, but the place he's prepared for you is your realm, your space, that you build, you cultivate, you nourish, you govern by way of your holy life, amen, by prayer, by your life of devotion, by building, by speaking and decreeing the word of the Lord, and by your works. Amen. By you actually going out, asking and knocking and getting a plan and sticking to the goals of what you want to see manifested in your life. Amen. Because I don't believe in magical thinking. Faith without works is dead. Amen. That's what I love about Father God and the Godhead body. And that all is well, despite what we see. And now more than ever, we need faith. Because when you go through and you see things happening, it doesn't, you can't see it. Lord, I can't see it. But through the eyes of faith and through vision, even the Lord showing you, we can even show you what can be despite what you see, because he's God, amen. And so sometimes we have to, Lord, you're going to have to show me, because I can't see it, you know, not from where I'm sitting, but from where I'm feeling, you know, and that's just being honest, amen. We're not always up as we should, amen. So I just wanted to share that with you about the storms of life and your faith. Hold fast your faith. Hold fast your faith, despite what you see, amen. Don't cast it away. It has great recompense of reward. Now, the thing that I want to share with you is going back to Mercury. Because in the last broadcast, I shared with you how there's different forms of communication. And in this time of Yule, in this time of September, where it's a great month of celebration, new creation, new beginnings, as I shared with you in the last broadcast, those communications can become daunting. Amen. That's why Jesus talked about his voice so much. All my sheep hear my voice, and how there's many voices in the world. Amen. And how Paul instructed the believers that we're not to walk according to the course of this world. Amen. And how important it is to have sound doctrine. And most importantly, this truth, the spirit of truth, which the world cannot receive. Amen. And so, you know, there's all different types of truth, but it's the truth. Amen. As the Lord said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. And Mercury, which is one of the ruling planets, is the ruling planet of communication that falls under the constellation of Gemini and Virgo. It's really important for you to understand that in the earth realm, in the second heavens, where the prince of the air resides, amen, the prince and the god of this world, which is considered the second medium, amen, how a lot of things gets lost, get baffled or translated or turned around and backwards in those realms, and how we can speak, as Jesus said, if you speak to the waves and the winds and command them to obey, amen. We have the power to rebuke, even though we're seeing Irma making her way. We can speak as the church and rebuke it, amen, and pray God over, send it another way. That's the power we have, amen. I'm praying that, Lord, that it will, Lord, I pray, you know, and I pray that you hope that you will join me before it hits landfall, you know, that it'll be turned around, amen. Now, if it still comes, then that's, you know, what happens. But again, I really believe that in nature, again, collectively, if we pray earnestly from our heart, whether you're born again or not, those prayers can alter the universe. It can alter nature. I mean, I've seen it done, you know, and when you have a lot of things that's negative. And that's why I speak so much about love, because, again, a lot of things come from the heart of man that puts things in circulation in the universe and causes the earth, amen, to go retrograde and put things in reverse where the earth cannot stand the pollution, the corruption, and it will upchuck itself. I mean, the earth is a living vessel. It's a living element that God created for there to be a purity. Amen. And we know that because of the God of this world, there's going to be some challenges. And so when I speak about being the church, I'm not just trying to be in the church just to quote scriptures and to be secluded. I speak of the earth in its totality. Amen. By way our Blessed Mother gave her earth, her body, amen, to bear our Redeemer, the Lord. But to get back to what I was saying about Mercury, Mercury was a winged messenger of the gods. And that's where Mercury gets his names from. It was given from the Roman deity, and I'm not worshiping Greek mythology or anything like that. I don't speak on myths. I'm just speaking on how Mercury got his name, and how even though I don't believe in and I don't follow that the mystical part of mythology, I do believe that because of the Prince of the Air that's associated with those guys, church, glory be to God, as the church, as the bride of Christ, as the womb of God, as those of us who have the living waters flowing through us, we have to make sure that we speak prophetically to align those things, amen, and speak and preach the word of God and the gospel, truth, to realign those things in earth realm. And that's what I know my charge is, in preaching and declaring and praying and calling into order and rebuking with all authority those things that will, that are contrary, amen, and that will come in my realms, in my life, because that's the only thing I can do. And even intercession, as I go in intercession for people and other people in the world and our city and our children and systems, it's by his grace and his utterance and his favor that he hears my prayers and he hears your prayers, amen, which simply comes from a heart of purity, amen. So I just wanted to touch on that real quick about Mercury. Because Mercury also was a god that was given something, and he was known for what was in his hand, amen, what was in his hand. And again, what God is putting your hands in this season to govern, I hope that you're stewarding it with by his instruction, amen. I hope you're stewarding it by sowing it where he told you to sow it, so when he come back, he can receive his with interest. Glory be to God. Amen. So I'm excited about our harvest. Amen. And the Lord, he is our harvest. Amen. And I'm going to go to Psalm 78 now and just move right into Psalm 78, because the thing that I love about the Lord and me being a pioneer, amen, plowing through into new territories, into new realms, as he takes me from faith to faith and glory to glory, amen, because I can't take myself anywhere, amen. Whatever I share with you is share with me because he's opened it to me. He's revealed it to me by his spirit. And, again, I know in part and I prophesy in part, amen. But the fullness of time which has come, will make those things plain and clear. And so I pray for the fullness of time in your life, that God will expedite it, that those things will be brought into manifestation, into the fullness of the Godhead bodily, that he will give you understanding on what he's saying so you can walk in wholeness, amen, that your faith will make you whole, amen. And anything that will cause partiality, anything will cause you to stumble, anything that will try to sift, strip you, obscure you, I'm decreeing, declaring in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, that it be rebuked and it be bound now. Hallelujah. Now. Hallelujah. And I decree and declare that he's going before you to make the crooked way straight, perfect this move. I decree and declare that your pilgrimages and your patriotness, amen, your pilgrimages, your patriotness, your journey will be covered by the blood of Jesus. Amen. And so that's what he gave me. He said, as apostolic pioneers, we are always building something, amen, not only building something, but we're also what, repairers, amen. And that's why Isaiah said that we will be repairers of the breach, the restorers of the path to dwell in, amen. We are effectual doors. We literally are those who are the light that's set upon the hill that guides people, amen. And so that's why it's so important to be in the light, is he's in the light, amen. But I want to quickly go to Psalm 78 and do a quick synopsis of what he was saying about the angel's food, amen, because Psalm 78, even though the Lord has given us a new place, glory be to God, which is paradise, hallelujah, paradise of God, and we are now eating from the tree of life, we are now drinking from the wells of salvation, the fountain of God that's in the midst of paradise, one of the things that we still have to do to get to that place is go through, amen. And as Isaiah said, go through the gates, amen. He's taken us through, amen. And the thing that we often need to understand is it's when we embark upon any new territory, there's gonna be like a wilderness experience, amen. When we are exalted, when we go to faith from glory to glory, when we're elevated, it's a new place. It's like, you know, finding your footing, getting your footing in that new place, amen. Because again, he said, "I'll do a new thing," and which is why it's so dangerous to often have a familiar spirit and try to always fit the old in the new. Amen. Because again, Jesus said, you can't put old wine in new bottles. Amen. They'll burst. They will burst. Amen. He said you can't sew an old cloth on a new garment because you get a what? A rent. Amen. So he said new wine belongs to what? New bottles. Amen. So this time is a great time for us to get before the Lord, to pour out, allow him to pouring in, a time of sifting, a time of pulling up the weeds. Amen. And rebuking the tares. Amen. So we can make sure we have a wheat harvest. Amen. A wheat harvest. Amen. And the thing that I'm really blessed about Psalm 78, because it really kind of gives us a look at the children of Israel and how one of the things that really plagued Israel was them having the pride of Ephraim. Amen. That's where the pride was. Their downfall, amen, and not wanting to humble themselves. And with pride, as the Word of God said, comes shame, amen. With pride comes complaining, amen. There's not, you can't have a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving when you're complaining, when you're not grateful, amen. Paul said, if you have food and raiment, be there with content, amen. And we see in Psalm 78, as the Lord divided the sea and caused them to pass through, verse 13, he made the waters to stand as heap, amen, and he gave them a way through. And in the daytime also he led them with a cloud, amen, and all night was a light of fire, amen. Now, Psalms 78, 15 through the 16th verse, he gave them the rock in the wilderness, amen. And the rock represented his presence, amen. The rock represented what was solid, amen. And how he gave them drink, amen, out of the great depths, amen, of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers, amen. So the Lord was providing for the children of Israel, and even in these last days, we in the New Testament, we know about the promise of God again, amen, and he's a God more than enough, and all that's well and fine. But the thing that we have to understand when God is establishing us as him being the chief apostle, him being the rock, amen, that we're building upon, amen, being the rock he wants to build upon, that we have to make sure that the way he takes us, that we trust it, amen, and we yield to the way he's taking us, amen. And as the Word of God says, and how he led our Blessed Mother to the wilderness to be protected and to be fed. He knows how to protect us. He knows where our shelter is, amen, and how to give us shelter. And that's first and foremost, it's in a secret place. And that's why it's important for you to let him lead and guide you to where he wants you to, even in the natural, amen. When you're hungering and thirsting after righteousness and you're seeking for the Lord in every corner and you need that word, amen. It's important, first and foremost, that you seek it from within yourself by getting on your knees praying. But also, he knows how to confirm his inheritance when it's weary. Amen. And so it's really important to receive the body in its totality, so that we won't be wanting or lopsided. Amen. So the wilderness, going through the wilderness, even if you're in your promised land, and you're in the land the Lord has chosen for you and given you, and you're living in the promise, that wilderness is still a place of, represents a place of unknown, the unknown. Amen. And so in the elevation, in the going from glory to glory, from faith to faith, in the promotion, you're going to always have to trust God to tell you how to entrust Him for that provision for that time. Amen. I don't care how diverse I'm in the word, I still need to go to Him and depend upon Him for the manna. Amen. Because a lot of things He's saying to me is not going to come from the letter of the law. It's going to come by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that brings me to verse 19. Well, he says, yeah, they spake against God. They said, can God furnish a table in the wilderness? Amen. He is certainly prepared the table. Amen. That's why he extends the invitation for us to come and dine with him. Amen. At the marriage feast, amen, of the Lamb. Amen. And again, when he bids you to come to his table and he invites you to sup with him, amen, that means you have place, that means you have rights, amen, that's means you he's reserved, amen, that place for you, amen. And that's why Paul said, can we eat of the tables of devils and into from the table of God? God forbid. And he also said, should I leave the work of God to wait tables? Amen. So whatever position he's giving you into the, in the kingdom and preaching the gospel, be encouraged. Amen. He will provide. He will make a way. He'll provide for that vision he's giving you. Amen. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to go to the 22nd verse, because there is always a because. Because there's always a because they believe not in God and trusted in his salvation. So, again, we have to trust God, amen, in his power, amen. They didn't even trust in his love, because everything that the Lord did for the children of Israel, he did because he loved them. Everything Jesus did, the Lord did for us in coming and dying, being buried, he did because he loved us, amen. And that's why we have to make sure that our eyes stay gazed upon him, amen, and not get caught up in the world's events and what's happening, amen, and know that as the true church, the bride of Christ, we have the power to rebuke it by being in his image, in his likeness, having God in us, amen. Now, verse 25 says that man did eat angels' food. Verse 26 says, and he caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by the power he brought in the south wind. Verse 27 says, he rained flesh also upon them, and they did eat. Amen. He gave them quails to eat. And just to bring it into the New Testament, Jesus did the same thing. Jesus did the same thing. He worked the miracles with the fishes and the loaves. Amen. And even today in these modern times, as believers, as leaders, as business owners, we have to make sure that people are really with you for the right reasons. Because when people are with you or follow you for just for the fishes and the loaves, and they don't really love the Lord, amen, they're not really committed to your vision, committed to being the best employee they can be, because they believe in your services or your product, it's really time to reevaluate, amen? Because the Word of God says again that we're not to. Jesus said, cast our pearls before the swine, lest they come back and render us under feet, Amen. So I'm going to end the broadcast here, and I'm going to come back on tomorrow or Sunday, or I'll be posting on my Facebook page more of Psalm 78. But I really wanted to at least touch on it before the broadcast ended today to let you know that he's our provider, amen. And what we have to be is the rock, amen. Oftentimes we look for the Lord to be our rock, but and he is. But we have to be the rock that he can build upon, amen. So when the storms come, amen, which they will, and the winds blow, our house can still stand. But if not, you know, it's okay. You still get a chance to do it all over again. Amen. And he will reveal to you how. Amen. So I hope that this broadcast and this message have been a blessing with you today. I hope that that you know that the Lord is fulfillment of all things, and that we now can dine together. Amen. As the body of Christ. Amen. Because of what he's given me, what he's given you, amen. And I count it as a privilege and an honor to come to you and share with you the word of the Lord. I count it as a privilege and an honor, glory be to God, to speak his word and to help you move into, amen, a greater depth and a higher height, amen. And to remember that nothing shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. And never forget his hand. Never forget how he brought you through. And thank him and praise him. God bless you. Peace, love, and blessings. I will upload this to my Facebook and my Twitter feed. I hope you enjoy the rest of your afternoon and your evening. Peace, blessings, and much love. Take care.